Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Olivia and I are talking about Thanksgiving. And Olivia, I have to tell you, this is, I think, going to turn out to be one of my favorite shows because I love Thanksgiving. It is the beginning of the holiday season for me, which I think is the same with most people. But for me, with my birthday being on Christmas, we just talked with Lisa Renard, and she was talking about her birthday being right, on Thanksgiving. Yeah. So, you know, it's something special about a birthday being on a holiday. I have to tell you that it really does create just more excitement for you for that holiday. So,
whereas my birthday, January 4th, kind of an afterthought after the holidays.
Well, you're still kind of at the beginning of
the year.
I could
be a New Year, you know, party that lasts 3 days.
Yes. So. Isn't that what a New Year's party is supposed to be?
I guess so. Yeah. I guess I've been going to the wrong ones.
Well, this year we'll have that with the mushroom
bruschetta. So we have our mushroom bruschetta cook-off.
Right.
We got your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then a three-day New Year's party.
That's right. That's right. And we're going to bring Lisa into our mushroom cook-off and bruschetta cook-off. So we all, we are set for Thanksgiving.
Right.
I don't know about everyone out there, but I think we're getting set here.
And Thanksgiving's fun because, you know, Halloween, you think about costumes and candy. Christmas gifts are a big thing. But Thanksgiving, it's about the food and about spending time with your family. And it was great to hear about Lisa's tradition, which is very particular to where she lives in Michigan.
That's true. That is very, very true. You know, and that's what makes Thanksgiving, as you're saying, I mean, so special, is because you can create really your own tradition within your family of whether it's the food or how you celebrate it or, you know, the dishes that you put on the table. I mean, all of that can be part of the tradition that really makes it special. But now, when we talk about, you know, quarter miles, we like to go and visit certain states. Well, we're going to eventually visit all of them, but we like to visit certain states based on kind of what we're talking about on the show. And today we're talking about Massachusetts. And why don't you tell us why Massachusetts really is a good one to put in with a Thanksgiving show?
Right. Well, while the Massachusetts State Quarter doesn't have to do with Plymouth, that is a very special city in Thanksgiving history because it's where, usually when you hear the story of Thanksgiving, that's where they set it, in Plymouth, Massachusetts. And you can visit Plymouth. You can visit the Plymouth Rock, where the Mayflower Pilgrims first landed. And there are lots of really interesting museums you can check out there as well. The Plymouth Plantation, for example, is a living history museum. So very authentic 17th century English village. There's also a home site of the Wampanoag Native Americans. And you'll get to, you know, see the their perspective as well as the settlers' perspective on this story of Thanksgiving.
Very interesting. And that's definitely, you know, for history buffs or really just anyone. I mean, we study all of this history in school, and it's good to go and actually see these places because a lot of times when they're just in a book and we're studying them, they can seem a little kind of distant, almost as though they didn't really exist or didn't really happen. But when you go there, you actually walk the same grounds and see the sites, I think it really does make that connection for us.
Absolutely. And the great thing about these kind of living history areas is that you'll also see people living and working in the colonial style. They've got a Plymouth Bread Company, fresh bread. That sounds really good. We're talking about all this food.
Absolutely.
So you can see the Plymouth Bread Company. There's an old mill there. And there's also a full-scale reproduction of the Mayflower II, which is the ship that sailed to Plymouth in 1620.
Very cool, very cool. But now when we talk about quarter miles, which is, you know, something we love to talk about because we're just so fascinated with so many great things to see and do on the back of a quarter, something we have right in our pocket all the time. We can find all these great things to see and do around the United States, our beautiful country. So Massachusetts, then, they have their state quarter just like every other state does. So what's unique and special about the Massachusetts quarter?
Yes, they do. And I bet they had a hard time deciding what the design would be because Massachusetts has so many historic places in U.S. history.
It does. It really does. So many connections.
Right. And that's what the design focuses on. And this is one of the first state quarter designs released back in 2000. And it features the Minuteman statue over the state outline and the inscription, the Bay State. And Minutemen played a very important role in the American Revolution. And they consisted of farmers and colonists, sort of everyday people, but who were prepared to join combat at a moment's notice. That's being called Minutemen.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Absolutely. And I've got to find out a bit more information about how the design came to be. And you can learn more at statequarterguide.com. all design concepts for the Massachusetts State Quarter came from elementary school children. So they submitted more than 100 ideas for people to choose from. And then the final design was selected by the governor. But first, the designs have to go through the Fine Arts Commission, the Citizens Commemorative Coin Advisory, and the United States Secretary of the Treasury.
Wow.
So that was big deal.
That was quite a process.
Yes.
But I think they felt the need to do that because of how significant the history is there in Massachusetts.
Right. There's a lot to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually see a real Minuteman statue at the Minuteman National Historic Park in Concord, Massachusetts. And inside the park, you can walk the battlefields and explore structures that mark the site of the first battle of the American Revolution, which took place in April 1775.
That's really, really fascinating. And again, it's one of those things that you want to add to your list of things that you want to do when you go visit.
And they have several different sites there that you can explore, including the Minuteman Visitor Center, which starts with a film that'll show you the road to the revolution. You see Paul Revere's ride. You see Lexington Green, Northridge, and Battle Road battles. So you get kind of a rundown there, but then you can explore the grounds and see several authentic homes that were standing back then as well.
Well, you know what I really am liking about this is that if you're really wanting to go and see that American history, you can just take a list and just kind of go and check things off of things to see there. I mean, it's so much.
It really is, and it's fun because you can spend the whole day outside. You can take in the beautiful fall weather, or a nice spring day sounds perfect too. And at the Jacob Whitmore House, home of some of the first witnesses of the American Revolution, you can actually explore the inside of the house. You can see musket firing demonstrations. You can even try on colonial clothing. So if you really want an authentic experience, there it is.
Yeah. I mean, I love the fact that you can try it on, because a lot of times, you know, you see the clothing, you wonder, well, how comfortable was that? You know,
right.
What material were the clothes made of then? And just how comfortable was it to walk around and how easy? So being able to try it on,
yes.
That's pretty cool.
And then you can also explore nature on Battle Road Trail, which is a 5-mile trail that connects Concord to the eastern boundary of Lexington. And these are all just key words that bring me back to like fifth grade social studies. So.
Again, all those things right. That we learn, here they come to life.
Here they are. And a lot of parts of the trail follow the original route during the American Revolution. And these were trails that Minutemen would take because this went through their farms and their properties. Mm. So very authentic there. And then another home you can visit is Hartwell Tavern, where a successful family farm was run, but also a gathering place for travelers to kind of discuss current events. And I imagine it may have even been a meeting place during the American Revolution for Minutemen.
I'm sure it was. And, you know, it's really interesting to see and hear that the Minutemen and their farms and their homes where they lived, you know, really became part of, you know, part of history as well.
You were just immediately involved.
You were just immediately involved. It's like you didn't have a choice.
Absolutely. And then because these homes have been around for so long, not only were they significant in the American Revolution, but even later on, particularly the Wayside, which is known as Home of the Authors. And it did belong to a muster master of Minutemen in the American Revolution, but it was also home to several famous authors during the 19th century, including Louisa May Alcott and Nathaniel Hawthorne. And you can go inside and take a tour of that home as well.
Oh, that's really fascinating. It's really interesting to be able to connect, you know, very well-known names and authors and things like that to a place and see, well, this is where they lived, or this is what maybe they wrote, or where they scripted some of the things that they are known for. Very fascinating. This really sounds like one of those kind of, you know, trips that, you know, you want to take that quarter and you really just want to hit the road and go and see.
Especially if you're a history buff, this really sounds like kind of a bucket list trip.
It does. You know, we talked earlier on about, you know, different Thanksgiving traditions around the world, and we suggested that maybe one of the things that you could do is take a Thanksgiving trip with the family away from home and do something a little less family traditional and go someplace where Thanksgiving can really be celebrated somehow differently. Why not go to Massachusetts and do this? That would be a great way to celebrate Thanksgiving.
It sure would.
Now, this has been a great show, Olivia. I think I am really kind of on the road to getting my Thanksgiving all set up.
I'm excited. I'm also very hungry.
I'm very hungry too. I'm going to take over a magazine. I'm going to go and start looking through, folding down the corners of some pages, because there's a lot in here that I want to cook and prepare. So you guys make sure, go out and get the copy of the magazine. It's on the stands now, and turn to page 128 where you see the Feast with Benefits, and you'll be thanking me. You definitely will. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We appreciate you guys listening in today. And I know it's early, but we want you guys to have a very happy Thanksgiving. We'll be back next week with more travel tips and more travel advice. The show today is brought to you by the Sapporo Island Beach Vacations. Check them out at SapporoIslandBeachVacations.com. Bye-bye. I want to get away.